You're listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey guys, happy Tuesday. Welcome back. It's kind of storming where I'm at. Hope you guys are safe and sound in your homes. For me, not yet. Guys, I just wanted to tell you, thank you all for joining in and coming on today to follow up with some things we need to talk about. I tell you, you know, when we talk about friendships nowadays, you know, it used to be the song, Houdini, I could be mistaken because I'm not familiar with a lot of American songs, but I think it was Houdini that had a song that was called Friends and How Many of Us Have Them, or something to that effect. But it's crazy because when you have a friend, you know, you take your friendships at face value, because sometimes your friend is not always a friend. And sometimes a friend is a friend. And I say this because a lot of people nowadays, they have friends and then they become frenemies. So in this particular situation, what happens when a friend feels like their friend betrayed them by letting out some of their deep, dark secrets? I mean, I don't see it as betrayal. I see it as, you know, some people can't hold things on their chest and they can't go to sleep at night comfortably and say, I know this about this person and I know what kind of person they are. And I really feel like I need to expose them. This is what really happens. You know, people take it as my friend ratted on me, my friend snitched on me, you know, no such thing. Sometimes you have to understand the person that you're dealing with and understand that that person may not be the one to say, I could live with this trauma that you're delivering to me. And you want me to keep it a big secret. In this particular situation, it's about a married couple and a female friend, guys, that has a deep, dark secret of the wife's that should have never been exposed. But, you know, sometimes when you can't hold these things in, and you have to be true to yourself to say that you are a real person. You know, more like true to the game. I'm true to the game of I'm that person where I'm just going to be honest and I'm going to tell you what it is. And this friend goes and she tells another friend, you know, I say not a friend, but an acquaintance, that listen, she's cheating on her husband. And I guess this young lady felt very bad about having this secret, holding it in, because she's friends with the husband. And, you know, throughout their friendship, she's basically going into their home, hanging out, knows the family. And she exposes the wife. Because she sees that the husband, he's a hardworking guy and he's giving his paycheck to this woman every week. He's been doing that, guys, by the way, for the last 20 years of his life. He's been handing over the money and saying, honey, here it is. You distribute it as you feel you need to. You know, and this woman, who's a friend, says, I can't hold this secret in anymore. You know, she's doing bad things. And when I tell you bad things, she's sleeping with drug dealers. She's well, you know, the weed man, the pill man. She's sleeping with the old guy that owns the bar. She's sleeping around with, you know, anyone she can find except the guy that she's been with for the last 20 years. I would say 20 years plus, because they have an older child, you know, 22, 23 years old. And, you know, people will hold anguish towards you because you want to keep it real and you want to tell the truth. Because honestly, if I have a friend and my friend is cheating on her husband, it's not my duty to report to him. But I would feel really weird just knowing me as a person to say, you know, I feel good about what she's doing, knowing he's a good guy. And seeing that, how some men today value themselves, you know, a lot of times men want to say women don't value themselves. They don't care about themselves. But nowadays, it's the other way around. Like the tables have shifted where men really don't care about themselves. They don't care if they're cheated on. They don't care if they're lied to. They don't care if they're used. Their explanation is, I don't think I could be with anyone else because I don't think another woman would accept me. If that's not the sign of a weak man, you know, some men are real men and they're thorough, you know? And then you get the weak man that feels like, I can't move on without her. What would I do without her? That is so feminine to me. You know, I don't know about the guy's sexual preferences, but that is so feminine for a guy to feel as though he's so weak mentally to be abused by this abuser that's a woman. And people don't think that men can be abused. Men can be abused. It's just when and how they're abused. Verbally, this woman abuses him. Sexually, she humiliates him. You know, because she's drunk half of the time. You know, and her explanation is, well, if you want to have sex with me, catch me when I'm drunk, and then we can have sex. This is the infamy of a man. This is a sore to the eye. And honestly, they have children, a son and a daughter. And I wouldn't want to call this man my dad, being so weak. I've never seen weakness in my dad. I've never seen weakness in my stepdad, much less I've never seen weakness in any of my ex-husbands to say, I can't go on without you. I don't know what I'll do. I'll just stop my life. I won't date. I mean, these are some of the things that this man has said. And I basically talked to the friend and she said, you know what? It's like they groomed him from being a puppy to now a dog. And now that dog is obedient. And he does what he's supposed to do as per what they tell him to do. He moves at their command. The biggest question is, when will this dog bite back? You know, you can only kick a dog for so long and they turn around and they try to defend themselves. In this situation, this man turns into like a puppy. He doesn't turn back into a dog. It's like he hasn't grown up mentally to say to himself, You know, I'm not going to be abused by any woman. And you would think that this man has been abused by, you know, his mother, which is not true. It's like he's glutton for punishment. He's wanting to be accepted. And these are some of the things that can cause toxic relationships that can ultimately lead to someone getting seriously hurt. They used to say domestic abuse, where, you know, the men would smack the women around, you know, smack them up real good, and they would adhere, you know. And now it's more of verbal abuse, where you're verbally assaulting someone. And now this man who's being verbally assaulted and sexually manipulated while she's out there on her rendezvous with every guy in the book, except for him. So you gotta say, what in the world is wrong with him? It's not normal behavior of a man unless he's suffering from some type of mental illness himself. And it's very sad to say he's a man of color. And when you're dealing with these type of women that are so damaged, damaged goods, forever damaged, that don't have any care or concern about your life, it's more like F your life. That's what it's more like. And a lot of men cannot take that type of pressure from women. So one day, what's going to happen is, it's going to explode. And people will wonder why this guy probably killed the whole household. I hate to say it, but when there's mental trauma such as this going on and being allowed by him. Because when the news broke, he didn't even flinch. His excuse for her was, maybe if everybody didn't know, I wouldn't feel so embarrassed, and maybe we could have worked it out. And I'm not saying people can't come back from cheaters. I can't come back from a cheater. That's why if you're cheating, you gotta go. Because cheaters don't change. They will always be who they are. If a woman is having a lustful relationship with someone else and it's not her other half, do you think that woman is going to look at you and say, I genuinely love you? This woman has created an illusion for this man to believe that she loves him. And when there's a man that can't stand on his own two feet and accept this type of behavior, he honestly needs to be medicated with something. Who knows what he's doing to medicate himself so he doesn't have to focus on the mistreatment. And we're talking about a grown woman here, a grown man. You know, this is so elementary. Call you names, make fun of you. It's just, some things are unforgivable at the end of the day. So this gentleman, and I don't like to play the religion card, guys, but he said, I'm married now. After being with her for 20 years, over 20 years, I'm married to this woman for just 1 year, and God wouldn't be pleased, he wouldn't be pleased with me getting a divorce. I couldn't find that in the Bible anywhere. I mean, if that's going to be his excuse, Let that be his excuse, but I couldn't find it anywhere. So it's really mind-boggling on why is he still there. I've never seen a man, you know, because honestly, guys, I see your messages coming in. We'll get to them. We'll get to your questions. Honestly, a woman is more accepting to a man saying, listen, I cheated, or they're more accepting to when and if he gets caught. They'll say, okay, my intuition was right, but now you're busted, you know? And the guy, either he'll lie or he'll fess up, and he'll say, okay, I'm caught. And if he really wants to clean up his act, he'll do it, you know? And this is a couple that's been together for 20 some odd years. And the woman felt as though cheating with another man, or much less, as she put it, oral sex was not considered cheating. He did it, and that was it. Get over it. It happened in 2019. We got married in 2021, though. And the relationship didn't end until the summer of 2022. So it goes to show you the level of respect that this woman had. With all these diseases out here, you're running around like Miss Barbie doll, cracking your legs, you know, sitting on the beach with the sun up and just letting everybody fly through. You know, we'll call her Miss Miami. And you got this poor guy depositing his paychecks in her account. He has no control over the money. She's going out, having a good time with her girlfriends. And guys, the ultimate. He's dropping her off at her girlfriend's house for a girl's night out several times. She's hanging out with a girlfriend. Oh, it's all women. You know, you can't come. It's all women. But she's got her sidekick there. You know? And it's been told. She bragged about it. She had pictures of it that she flashed to her friends saying, look at what I got. But then, blah, look at what I got at home. I got garbage at home, but he gives me his check. And I got this guy over here who I'm sexually attracted to. So when I get home, when it's time to deal with him, I'll just let him know I'm tired. I've been busy all day. Mind you guys, she doesn't have a job. So what she's tired from, we'll let you answer that question. But it's such a sad thing that the good guys always end up with these type of women that are promiscuous and want to explore, you know? And his thing is, well, what do I say to her? What do I say to her? My response to him was, tell her we both need to go get checked for STDs. You know, that life is real, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, STDs are very real. You know, due to COVID, people forgot about it. But people weren't touching anybody anyway because they're like, I don't know if you got COVID. I could die. This might be my last hump ever. And would you believe, these are some of the things this woman was doing during COVID. When she was supposed to be at home with her children, you know, with school online. They weren't at school all day. But you got this woman that's out there humping around during COVID, bringing back who knows what, dust mites? I don't know. But the biggest problem to that story is when people can't come clean and they want to blame others for their wrongdoing. And guess what? Your friend would have never ratted you out if your friend never knew You were so confident to tell your friend, I'm cheating on him and I'm getting his paycheck. What is he going to do about it? Exactly what he did. Stayed in that resentful, horrible situation and groomed himself to be a bigger puppy than he already was. You know, and the strangest thing, the girlfriend that allegedly rolled over on her, I could honestly say after talking to this woman, she had nothing but good intentions. Nothing but good intentions. She basically told the husband, listen, if you want to come to my house so your wife can confront the allegations, tell her to come with you because I don't want her to go back and say I said something other because she's a known liar. This is what the girlfriend says. She says, this woman lies about everything, everything in her life. Instead of owning her own dog poop. And, you know, it's a sad thing that the husband actually lost friends due to this alleged act of infidelity. You know, something that he will never mentally be able to come back from. But you know what the friend said? When the news broke, it's like he was very accepting. You know, and I had to think in my mind, well, are they swingers? Is he swinging and she's swinging and it's okay? And then another thing happened where the husband went to his pastor of his church where the wife brought him in. You know, come on in. Let me just embarrass you some more. Brings him in the church to embarrass him by her infidelities. And then the biggest part, guys, if you do something, listen, if you're a real man or a woman, you're going to say, I did it. This is why I did it. Because you're going to have your own explanation of why you did it, how you were feeling. Tell the truth. Be honest with yourself. As long as you can come clean and be honest and lay it on the line, there's damage done, but there's things that can be worked out if you're willing to accept your wrongs. This woman, it took her 3 hours to say, okay, he did oral and that's it. And I brought my vagina back home to you and I hope you got an STD from it. That was her attitude, guys. So this is really big when it comes to these type of marital relationships or relationships, period, of people and infidelities and lies. This is really big because people today are not mentally sane enough to say, I'm going to walk away. They want to say, you know, like his story, I have nowhere to go. Where would I go? What would I do? My check goes into her account every week, like a weak man. Instead of saying, I'm changing this program of my money going into your account, I'll pay you whatever the bills are owed. But my money is going to be my money. Not be a weak man and say, oh, I'm leaving it up to her. I'm going to just wait it out. That's not thorough. That's weak. The signs of a weak man that I wouldn't want my son to be raised by a weak man. No form, no fashion, no how. With this generation that's coming up today, you need a man that's fierce, that's going to stand up, not be violent, not break holes in walls. But to be the man that you are supposed to be when trouble hits home. To be the man to say, I'm not going to let this happen on my watch. I'm not going to let my son see that his mother is a cheater and I'm a weak man to stay and accept the abuse. Just because a person gives birth to you doesn't mean that they're good for you. And like a puppy, a dog, giving birth to puppies. Some dogs eat their puppies. This is what they do. That doesn't mean that that was a good dog. And talking to this guy is like talking to the moon. You know how far the moon is? Can you imagine yourself talking to the moon from your window? Like, does the moon even hear you? It's impossible. So it's like the guy's looking for answers. He's looking for validation of him being a man. Because the girlfriend said, listen, he's insecure about himself. You know? Another thing that the wife was bragging about to her girlfriends about the new guy, she's like, you know, my husband has titties like mine, but my boo doesn't have breasts, so I feel like I'm with a man and not a woman. If your man has man boobs, you have to go out there and get him some surgical help, go to a doctor, figure out to get him his pecs back, not sit there. And I mean, that's really harsh to say. I feel like I'm with a woman because he has boobs like mine. And this is an ultimate turnoff for her. These are things that are supposed to be discussed in the house. Because listen, the guy could feel some kind of way about his man boobs. And at the end of the day, you know, she's like making mockery out of a medical condition. But now you're with a man with pecs. You want to throw some dirt and take the shovel and give him some more dirt just so you can make him feel bad about himself. And that's really bad. And ultimately, these types of verbal abuse can take someone on edge. You know, he may have thoughts of suicide. Which I would hope not. I mean, because if you're going to kill yourself for a reason. Don't let it be over trash that was swept in the corner by another man. Hopefully, this guy can get some closure. He can get peace in his life. You know, he doesn't have closure. Because usually when people get ready to get sentenced for their wrongdoings, before a judge, the judge looks at how remorseful you are. And then they make the decision on how they're going to sentence you. If you're remorseful, they're going to acknowledge it. If you're not, you're going away for a long time. Or you're going to get the maximum sentence allowed. Guys, let's take a commercial break. I'll be right back.
Are you looking forward to sell your house in Philadelphia at a fair price? But are just not patient enough to go through the long, delirious process of enlisting your house in the market? Well, look no further, because GBuys Philly has got your back. You can sell house in Philadelphia without going through the trouble of navigating complex sales procedures. We specialize in helping property owners just like yourself, in all sorts of burdensome situations. We pay a fair cash price and save you all the stress and inconveniences of damages or repairs. We will buy your home, fast, easy, and convenient. No commission to realtors. No home inspections. Cash deal equals no mortgages. Property as is. No repairs. 100% fair offer guarantee. Sell your house fast for cash in Philadelphia. So what are you waiting for? Just contact us now at www.gbuysphilly.com. Experience, honesty, and integrity guaranteed. Remember, she buys Philly.
Looking for a holistic approach to a healthy new lifestyle? Akir CMOS is the vitamin-rich solution you need with 92% of the nutrients our body needs. What does CMOS do? Promotes natural weight loss, helps build body muscle, builds a healthier immune system, helps allergies. Consuming CMOS when you're sick is a win, but consuming when you're healthy is a win-win. Visit AkirCMOS.com today and begin your journey to a healthier lifestyle.
Hey guys, welcome back. I'm going to add closure for us on it. As her girlfriend said, playing with someone's mental is a very dangerous thing to do. And I wholeheartedly agree with that, because sometimes people are not in the right mental state and they do things that are out of the ordinary. And we're going to park it right there on that topic. Guys, I wanted to talk to you about people who lie about their lives. You know, people are bringing these things to me and they're like, these are real issues. So let's talk about them. Let's bring it to the forefront. There's a woman. She's a paraprofessional. She wanted to date someone because she's looking to date, you know, be in a serious relationship. And the guy goes to meet her for the first time at her home, which is not unusual. You know, sometimes it is. But when you're meeting through mutual friends, you feel a little comfortable. Like, okay, tell him where I live. Tell him, come on over. The guy gets there, and she's basically rolling a joint in front of his face, and he's looking at her like she has bat wings and he's about to get out of there. She wants this guy to court her, as she says, you know, date her, take her out on dates, make her feel special. And his objective is, why would I do that? Look at the presentation she initiated from the beginning. Some women don't know how to present themselves, especially in the beginning of a relationship. You know, that's why usually they say it takes 6 months to know the real person, because some people just come in and they're faking it until they make it. You know, they're living this life of dreams. So she presented herself as to who she really is. But then she got upset because he doesn't want to go out on a date with her. And I said, well, listen, you know, would you even consider taking her to Chuck E. Cheese? You know, Chuck E. Cheese, you go in and act like you got kids and you order a pizza, $10, you're good. You got a little entertainment, Chuck E. Cheese, kids running around. This guy says, I wouldn't even entertain taking her anywhere. I mean, he's not even entertaining a cup of Starbucks coffee. This is how turned off this guy is. And she's a paraprofessional. And it's just sad because I feel bad for her, guys. Because I actually had a chance to talk to this young lady. And her life, she's dealing with trauma from childhood. She's dealing with a lot of trauma from childhood. And a lot has to do with her dad not being a part of her life. She was raised by a single mother. You know, no stepdad. Men coming and going. Mom had a different guy every week. I mean, this is what she said to me. I can only tell you what was said. And basically, she wants to feel wanted by someone, by anyone, as an African-American woman. You know, and I, guys, listen, it's no secret about my life. I'm of the Latino descent. And I've always married outside of my race. And I look at people for who they are. You know, I don't look at color. I don't look at, you know, what someone has. I look at the individual, you know. And unfortunately, I've been married. This is my fourth marriage. No secret to it. I have a great, wonderful guy. You know, it may have taken me some time to get here, but I'm finally here. People think that it's easy to find the right companion. And some people look at it as, why would I settle for less? It's not having a standard. It's what you're willing to accept. Because everybody has a standard. It doesn't mean that you're going to follow protocol with the standard. Sometimes people need to look at people for who they really are. And usually, if you're dealing with someone that's damaged goods from the beginning, they're going to be damaged goods throughout the whole relationship or the friendship, because it can go either way. Another thing is when you lose your balance of eyesight, you know, one eye open, one eye closed. People are sometimes looking with both eyes open and they still don't see what's going on. Because you can be blind to the fact. You can be deaf and not hear, but hear. People want to take things and make it seem like it's good in their reality. And that's not a healthy way to be. Because you're living under false pretense. And these things can damage a person as years go on. And when they do find someone that adores them and really wants to be with them, they're so damaged that the person can't tolerate or accept the things that are going on in their life. So it's a tough call when it comes to this type of situation. People have to know, and when I say people, we as a whole, we need to know what we're dealing with and how we're dealing with it and how we're going to cope with it. Try to help your friends have a normal, balanced situation. And you can't do that if you're living a lie. Nothing good is going to ever come out of that lie. Because one day you're going to be faced with telling the truth. And you're going to have to tell the truth at some point in time. My particular situation, because guys, as you know, I'm never going to be biased. Never not going to leave stuff out intentionally unless it's too personal to share with the rest of the world. But I had a guy that in his mind, I was his girlfriend. When in actuality, I was just a mere friend, feeling sorry and sympathetic for him. Because he had a traumatic childhood. You know? And when I hear stories, guys, and people come to me and they're like, you need to air this out. There's someone else going through this. I give them the ultimate ear. Because I want these people to know that I'm just a regular person and I go through things like regular people do. You know, I think celebrities, oh, they don't go through anything because they got all the money in the world. More money, more problems. And that's a fact. That is confirmed. It seems like the people with less money have less problems. They don't have a worry in the world. You have some people living and paying $38 a month rent. You have some people paying $5,000 a month rent. These people have everything to worry about because they're like, what if I lose my job? How am I going to pay $5,000 a month? So I'm paying $38. I could borrow that. I could get that from a guy, you know, or girl. No, let them move in. So it's very sad to say that people are living with so much trauma from their past life that they can't move forward. Guys, would you believe I still have a stalker out there? Believe it. Believe it. You know, I ended a friendship for good causes, and this friend became malicious. You know, guys, I told you about the crazy cop out of Newark. Him. Not the crazy ex-husband cop, but the crazy cop out of Newark. And I'm still getting emails. I'm still getting bogus phone calls. A lot of the things that refer back to him, you know, certain things he would say, clearly identifies him as being a stalker. And sometimes when you cut off these relationships with people, you don't know the mental capacity of that person. It could lead to being very dangerous and deadly. And people don't know that when a person has had childhood trauma that's never been addressed and never taken care of, because some people are like, you know what? I'm normal. I'm like everybody else. I'll figure this out. I'll get through this. Sometimes that is just not enough. Sometimes you need real help. You need real help to deal with some of the things that you've dealt with. You need someone to talk to rationalize your personality disorder. You need someone to say, no, don't stay and be abused. Run. But if you have no one to say, these are the reasons you stay and still be abused, it's going to drive you insane. And you're going to find yourself in a bad place in life. Maybe not with that person, but maybe with your new relationship. You try to save people sometimes from making mistakes. And sometimes it's too late, because when their mind is made up on conquering the victory of your non-existence, this is what people are set out to do. You got to understand, if you want to cheat, leave. If you don't love the person anymore and you can't find yourself going back to a space where you're in love or you love them, you'll hear people say, I got love for you. What does that mean? I got love for you. What about you love me and you'll do anything for me as I would do for you? What about taking into consideration, if he cheated on you, how would you feel as a woman? So can you imagine how people feel when things happen to them? That's why people say sometimes, I'm having a bad day. The day has not even started yet. Your day was bad yesterday. It's just things that accumulated that added up to your morning starting off as, I'm having a bad day. You just open your eyes. What's so bad about that? It's a lot of people that don't have that privilege today. They're not waking up at all. So people have to be mindful of the things that they do to others. Because as my friend, my confidant, I love him very much because he's a very good friend of mine, Dana Dane, he always tops it off with saying, full circle. And full circle is what goes around comes back around right back at you. So be careful on how you handle people and what you do to them. Because there's a lot of people out here that are not mentally sane. Not because they were born that way. They're living with trauma. They're in a cage. You see those animals in a cage? If they're not drugged up, they're fighting and they're acting up. They're getting crazy because they want to break free. They want to get out. And they can't. And the only way for them to do it is to act up. They shake the cage so hard that it makes the caretaker think that they're about to come out of the cage. I gotta shoot them up with something to take them back down. So look at that as an example of how you handle people. I like to give a special shout out to a young lady. I want to tell you guys her name. She's a DHS worker. Her name is, I can't even pronounce the name, guys. Her name is Jendaya Mawasi. Jendaya Mawasi. Special shout out and donkey of the day to her. She was a child welfare, was, past tense, caseworker that actually was supposed to be paying attention to doing her job like they're all supposed to do. But, you know, once again, the system failed another kid. So special shout out to the donkey of the day, Jendaya Mawasi of the Philadelphia Child Welfare Department, for being arrested and hopefully getting a harsher punishment so these DHS workers can know that this is not a game when you're playing with someone's kid's life. You got to follow up and you got to do your job. That's what you get paid to do. It's not a free paycheck. You have to do your job. Not to say the kid's in a bad situation and they're being neglected and you leave them there for a year and you come back and now something's wrong. Yeah. Justice will be served. Guys, I look forward to you coming back next week. Lots of questions on these topics. Guys, I can't wait to see you. But shout out to the Philadelphia DHS Division of Social Workers. Shout out to all the good workers out there. You know, caseworkers, CUA, and all these other third-party Catholic agencies that support that system. Guys, I'll see you next week. Same bat time, same bat place. We'll have a visitor coming on next week. Stay tuned. 13 million listeners today. Guys, I love you from the East Coast to the West Coast.
You're listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.